You are listening to Real World News.
The long struggle of Sahrawi women for self-determination at the International Meeting of the World March of Women. The self-determination of the Western Sahara introduced by the Sahrawi women at the International Meeting of the World March of Women in Sao Paulo, Brazil, could be the main theme of the movement's next international meeting. Rio Radio interviewed one of its delegates. During the 9th International Meeting of the World March of Women being held in Sao Paulo, Brazil, solidarity tents are organized every day where women from different countries of Asia, Africa, and Latin America talk about their situation and that of their colleagues. These are situations of war, conflict, violence, and submission to neoliberal capitalism. On Thursday, the 29th of August, Tava Sini from the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic participated in the tent. The Sahrawi people have lived for 37 years under Moroccan domination after they imposed their control over the Western Sahara once Spain left the area it had colonized in 1975. It is a long story built on pain and suffering, told Tava Sini. She mentioned the daily struggle of her people for independence and self-determination. She also mentioned the struggle of Sahrawi women that have to resist the Moroccan oppression and to put up with terrible living conditions, so they ask for humanitarian aid. The Sahrawi people live in refugee camps, and despite they have managed to organize their daily life with the ministry, their civil society, their houses, they need international solidarity, which Tava acknowledges and thanked. But she said her people cannot continue living on humanitarian aid forever. Algeria, for example, granted the southern part of its territory. Tava welcomed the solidarity of countries like Venezuela, Cuba, Panama, and Uruguay that recognize the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic and host Sahrawi students. She talked about the need for Sahrawis to have rights and land. Without land, there is nothing, she said. Tava came to Sao Paulo this week to share the situation of the Sahrawi women, which live in a state without territory like the Gypsies or Palestinians. The Sahrawis live under a constant threat of torture, violence, and pressure from the Moroccan state and its allies. They have very little access to water, energy, and health. Sometimes in the summer, when temperatures reach 50 degrees, they are short of oxygen. Where women of the world are fight for equality depends on the world, said Tava. Even though the United Nations has a mission for the referendum in Western Sahara, Morocco continues to pressure and crack down the Sahrawi people with the support of countries like France, which vetoed a UN international sanction against the country. The main goal of the Sahrawi people's struggle is gain the right to self-determination. Tava said they hoped the people in Sao Paulo would help them. Finally, a woman from Democratic Republic of Congo stood up to propose that the upcoming international meeting of the World March of Women be held in Western Sahara. The Sahrawi activist considered the proposal and said she hoped to be able to do it in a free Western Sahara.
You are listening to Real World News.